Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Media Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics, learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their very best cosmic life. I'm your host, Chantel, and I am so excited you have joined me for the second episode of our illuminating series. Today, we're taking last week's episode knowledge a step further as we explore how the planets continue to influence our daily experiences long after we've taken our very first breath. So grab your cosmic compass and let's embark on a journey through the planetary influences of daily life. We're about to discover how these celestial bodies shape our moods, guide our actions, and even impact our relationships. By the end of this episode, you're going to have the tools to harness these cosmic energies and navigate life with greater awareness and purpose. So grab your cozies, sip your tea, and let's unlock the secrets of the stars, shall we? All right, my cosmic family. Let's start by painting a picture of the grand celestial production that's constantly unfolding right above our heads. So imagine the solar system as a vast stage with each planet playing its unique role in a cosmic performance that influences every aspect of our lives. Now, you might be thinking, how can planets millions of miles away possibly affect my day-to-day life? Well, my beautiful friend, it's all about energy and vibration. Just as the moon's gravitational pull affects the tides on the Earth, the planets emit energetic frequencies that resonate with different aspects of our being. Think of it this way. Each planet is like, let's say, a cosmic DJ, right? Spinning its own unique track in the grand symphony of the universe. Sometimes these planetary tunes harmonize beautifully. They create moments of flow and synchronicity in our lives. And then there are other times where they might clash, leading to challenges or moments of growth. The key is to understand that these planetary influences aren't about predetermining our fate. Instead, they're more like cosmic weather patterns, creating an energetic atmosphere that we can choose to work with or against. Really, by tuning into these celestial rhythms, we can make more informed choices and navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and grace. So as we move through this episode, keep in mind that we're not just passive observers in this cosmic dance. We are active participants capable of harnessing these planetary energies to create positive change in our lives. Now that we've set the stage, let's introduce our celestial cast of characters. Each planet in our solar system has its own unique energy and area of influence in our lives. Understanding these planetary personalities is key to recognizing their impact on our daily experiences. Let's start with the quick-moving inner planets. First up is Mercury. The cosmic messenger, Mercury governs communication, thinking, and learning. When Mercury is off doing its thing, you might find yourself buzzing with ideas or engaging in lively conversations. Next, we have Venus, the planet of love and beauty. Venus influences our relationships, values, and what we find aesthetically pleasing. A happy Venus can make for harmonious interactions and a heightened appreciation for life's pleasures. Next is Mars, our cosmic warrior. Mars brings energy, passion, and drive. When Mars is fired up, you might feel more motivated to tackle challenges or assert yourself. Now, moving out a bit further, we have Jupiter. Jupiter is the giant of good fortune and expands whatever it touches. Jupiter is associated with growth, optimism, and abundance. Jupiter's influence can bring opportunities and even a sense of adventure. Next up is Saturn, who is often called the taskmaster. Saturn teaches us valuable lessons through discipline and responsibility. And while it might feel heavy at times, Saturn's energy helps us build lasting structures in our lives. And of course, let's not forget our outer planets. Let's start with Uranus. Uranus is also known as the Awakener and brings sudden changes and flashes of insight. Uranus likes to shake things up to help us break free from outdated patterns. Next is Neptune. The mystic of the zodiac, Neptune rules dreams, intuition, and spirituality. Neptune's influence can heighten our imagination and our compassion. Next is Pluto. Even though this little guy is small, Pluto packs a transformative punch. It's associated with deep, sometimes intense changes that lead to personal growth and empowerment. Each of these planetary energies is constantly at play in our lives, shifting and changing as the planets move through different zodiac signs and form various aspects with each other. By getting to know these cosmic influences, we can better understand the ebbs and flows of our daily experiences. Okay, my cosmic explorer. Now that we've met our planetary players, let's talk about how to spot their influence in our day-to-day lives. Think about this as developing your cosmic awareness. It's kind of like tuning into a celestial radio station that's always playing in the background. So first things first, start paying attention to your moods, your energy levels, and the general vibe of your day. Are you feeling particularly chatty and mentally sharp? That could be Mercury's influence. Feeling extra loving and appreciative of beauty? Venus might be working its magic. Here are some other practical ways to recognize planetary energies. First, keep a mood journal. Write down how you're feeling each day and any significant events. Over time, you might start to notice patterns that align with planetary movements. Next is to pay attention to themes. So, for example, if you find yourself dealing with similar issues or opportunities repeatedly, it could be the influence of a particular planet. Next is to notice your reactions. Are you feeling more impulsive than usual? That could be Mars energy. Are you feeling a need for structure and discipline? Saturn might be making its presence known to you. Next up, tune into your surroundings. Planets don't just affect us individually. Their influence can be seen in collective experiences too. Notice trends in your social circles or even in current events. Lastly, trust your intuition. Sometimes you might just have a gut feeling about the energy of the day. Never discount these intuitive hits. They're often your subconscious picking up on subtle cosmic cues. Remember that recognizing planetary influences isn't about becoming a fortune teller or even predicting the future. This is all about developing a deeper awareness of the energetic currents at play in your life. This awareness can help you make more informed decisions and navigate challenges with greater ease. And listen, who doesn't need that? Here's an example. If you know that Mercury retrograde, which, you know, can be a period when communication can get a bit untamed, you might choose to double check important emails or be extra careful in your conversations. Or if you're feeling the expansive energy of Jupiter, you might use that optimism to tackle a project you've been putting off. The key here is to approach this cosmic awareness with curiosity and openness. You're not looking to blame the planets for your experiences, but rather to understand the energetic landscape you're navigating. As you practice tuning into these planetary vibes, you're likely going to find that your cosmic intuition becomes so much stronger. You might start to sense the shift in energy as the moon moves through different phases or as the planets change signs. Now that we've learned to recognize planetary influences, let's talk about how to actively work with these energies to support our personal growth and daily life. This is where the magic really happens, my cosmic family. The key to harnessing planetary energies is to align your actions and intentions with the cosmic currents. Think of it like surfing. You can't control the waves, but you can learn to ride them skillfully. Here are some practical ways to work with planetary energies. Use Mercury's energy to boost communication. When Mercury is strong, it's a really great time for important conversations, brainstorming sessions, or tackling that writing project that you've been putting off. Next, try tapping into Venus for self-care and relationships. During Venus-friendly periods, focus on nurturing your relationships, beautifying your space, or indulging in activities that bring you pleasure and joy. Next, think about channeling Mars when you need motivation. When Mars is firing on all cylinders, use that energy to kickstart new projects, exercise, or assert yourself in situations where you've been holding back. How about expanding with Jupiter? During Jupiter influence times, think big. set ambitious goals, take calculated risks, or explore new philosophical ideas. Try building with Saturn. When Saturn's energy is prominent, focus on creating structures and habits that support your long-term goals. This is the perfect time for planning and committing to responsibilities. Next is embracing change with Uranus. During Uranian periods, be open to sudden insights or opportunities for positive change. This is a great time to break free from limiting patterns. How about using Neptune to connect with your intuition? When Neptune's dreamy energy is strong, engage in meditation. See, I got it into the episode. Creative visualization or artistic pursuits. Just connect with your beautiful intuition. How about transforming with Pluto? Pluto's intense energy is perfect for deep inner work, releasing what no longer serves you, and embracing personal transformation. Just remember that you don't need to wait for perfect planetary alignments to take action in your life. The idea is to be aware of the cosmic energies at play and work with them when possible. Here's a practical exercise to get you started. Choose one area of your life you'd like to focus on. It could be your career, relationships, or even personal growth. Look up which planet rules that area. For example, it could be Venus for relationships or Jupiter for career expansion. Next, find out where that planet is currently transiting in your birth chart. This can give you insights into where you might experience opportunities or challenges in that area of your life. So, how exactly do you know where a planet is transiting in your birth chart? Let me break it down for you. Basically, you take your birth chart and overlay it with what's happening in the sky right now. It's sort of like taking your birth chart and laying a transparent or semi-transparent and current version on top of that. This is going to show you where the planets are today and which houses they're hanging out in. These placements tell a story about what areas of your life might be getting a little extra cosmic juice right now. But fear not, you do not have to try to figure this out on your own. There are lots of apps, online calculators, astrologists, and more that you can seek guidance from. That said, by aligning your actions with supportive planetary energies, you're not guaranteeing success, but you are creating more favorable conditions for growth and positive outcomes. It's kind of like planting seeds in fertile soil. You still have to nurture them, but you are giving them the best possible start. Okay, let's talk about one of the most fascinating aspects of planetary influences, and that is how they shape our relationships and social interactions. After all, we are not navigating this earthly plane alone, and understanding the cosmic currents can help us create more harmonious connections with others. First, let's consider how different planets affect our social lives. Venus, for example, which is the planet of love, plays a huge role in our relationships. Its position can influence how we express affection, what we find attractive, and the overall harmony in our partnerships. Next, let's talk about Mars, who happens to bring passion and drive to our interactions. Mars can spark attraction, but also conflict if not channeled constructively. Next is Jupiter. Jupiter expands our social circles and can bring fortunate connections into our lives. Next, Saturn teaches us about commitment and long-term relationship building. How about Uranus? Uranus brings exciting, unexpected encounters or shakeups to existing relationship dynamics. Now, here is a cool little tidbit. The interactions between planets in your chart and someone else's can create what's called synastry. This is like a cosmic chemistry that explains why we click instantly with some people and clash with others. For example, if your Venus is in harmonious aspect with someone else's Mars, there might be a natural attraction and complementary energy between the two of you. On the flip side, if your Mars is in a challenging aspect with someone's Saturn, you might find that person restrictive or feel like they're always raining on your parade. This is why understanding the planets is so important. When you understand these dynamics, it doesn't mean you're destined to get along with some people and not with others. Instead, it really just gives you insight into the natural energies at play in your relationships, which allows you to navigate them more consciously. Here's a practical tip. Next time you're meeting someone new or dealing with a challenging relationship, why not take a moment to tune into the energy of the interaction? Does it feel expansive and optimistic like Jupiter? Intense and transformative like Pluto? By recognizing these energies, you can adjust your approach and communicate more effectively. Just remember that relationships are a dance of energies. Sometimes we lead, sometimes we follow, and sometimes we just need to find a new rhythm altogether. But by understanding the planetary influences that are at play, we can become more graceful dancers in this grand ballroom of life. So now that we've explored how planetary energies influence various aspects of our lives, let's talk about how to use this knowledge to navigate both the smooth sailing and the stormy seas. First, let's address the elephant in the room, which is challenging planetary aspects. So we've all heard of Mercury retrograde, but let me tell you, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Difficult aspects between planets can create tension and obstacles in our lives. However, these challenges aren't punishments from the universe. Try to think of them like growth opportunities. For example, when Saturn forms challenging aspects, it often brings lessons about responsibility and structure. So while this might feel restrictive at first, it's actually an opportunity to build a stronger foundation in your life. Here are a few strategies for navigating challenging planetary energies. First, stay informed. Try to keep track of major planetary transits. Knowing what's coming can help you prepare and respond more effectively. Next, practice flexibility. During unpredictable Uranus transits, for example, being adaptable can help you roll with the cosmic punches. Next, use challenging energy constructively. If, for example, Mars is stirring up conflict, channel that energy into productive activities like exercise or even tackling a challenging project. Next, focus on personal growth. Use Pluto's transformative energy to dig deep and release old patterns that no longer serve you. Lastly, seek balance. During intense planetary weather, make sure to balance action with rest and self-care. Now, let's talk about maximizing positive planetary influences. When the cosmos align in your favor, it's like having the wind at your back, and who doesn't want that? Here's how to make the most of these opportunities. Try taking inspired action. If, for example, Jupiter is supporting you, think big and take calculated risks. Nurture relationships. Use Venus's harmonious energy to strengthen bonds and express your affection. How about communicating important messages? When Mercury is flowing smoothly, it is a really great time for crucial conversations or even pitching ideas. How about tapping into your intuition? Neptune's mystical energy can enhance your spiritual practices and creative endeavors. And why not set intentions? Use the energy of the new moon to plant seeds for what you want to grow in your beautiful life. Just remember that you always have free will. Always. Planetary influences create the backdrop, but you are the star of your very own show. By understanding these currents, you're empowering yourself to make more informed choices and navigate life with greater awareness. We have journeyed through the cosmos together, exploring how planetary energies shape our daily experiences. Now, let's talk about how to weave the celestial wisdom into the fabric of your everyday life. First and foremost, remember that working with planetary energies is a practice. Like any skill, this takes time and patience to develop. Here are some practical ways to integrate cosmic awareness into your daily routine. First, start your day with a cosmic check-in. Take a moment each morning to tune into the energy of the day. You can use an astrology app or website to check the current planetary positions and aspects. Next, align your activities with lunar phases. The moon changes signs every 2 to 3 days, influencing our emotions and instincts. Why not try planning your activities in harmony with these lunar energies? Next, create a cosmic self-care routine. Choose self-care activities that align with the current planetary energies. For example, a grounding meditation during earthy transits or a creative project during air sign influences. You see what I mean. Next, use planetary hours for timing. So in traditional astrology, each hour of the day is ruled by a different planet. Aligning your activities with these planetary hours can add an extra boost of cosmic support that you never knew you always needed. Next, develop a relationship with your personal planets. Pay special attention to the transits affecting your sun, moon, and rising signs. These personal points in your chart are particularly sensitive to planetary influences. How about practicing cosmic gratitude? At the end of each day, reflect on how you worked with or against the day's planetary energies. Express gratitude for the lessons and opportunities that were presented to you. Lastly, how about joining a cosmic community, kind of like the Media Matters family? Try connecting with other astrology enthusiasts to share experiences and even insights. This can definitely deepen your understanding and provide support on your cosmic journey. Just remember that the goal isn't to become dependent on astrological forecasts, but to develop a deeper awareness of the natural rhythms and cycles that influence our lives. Think of it as adding another layer of insight to your decision-making process. As you integrate this cosmic wisdom into your life, you might start to notice synchronicities and patterns that you hadn't seen before. You might even find yourself more in tune with the ebb and flow of life's energies. And most importantly, you might discover a greater sense of connection to the vast, beautiful universe we're all part of. Here is some sound advice. Approach astrology and cosmic wisdom with an open mind, but also with a healthy dose of critical thinking. Test things out for yourself. See what resonates and what doesn't. And remember that astrology is a tool for self-reflection and growth, not a rigid set of rules or predictions. As we wrap up this cosmic exploration, I want to leave you with a final thought, and that is, the planets, with all their grand movements and influential energies, are incredible forces in our universe. But you are equally as incredible. You have the power to work with these cosmic energies, to learn from them, and to use them as a catalyst for your own growth and transformation. You are not just a passive player in this cosmic dance. You are an active participant, and dare I say, a co-creator of your reality. The planets might set the stage, but you are the one who decides how to act on it. So as you go about your day, remember to look up at the sky once in a while. Remember that you're part of something vast and beautiful. And remember that within you lies the power to harness the wisdom of the cosmos and create a life that's truly aligned with your highest self. And that is a wrap on today's episode. I really, really hope that you enjoyed episode 2 of our Cosmic Connection series, with an exploration of planetary influences on daily life. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. If you have questions, spooky stories, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, just reach out on the socials or through our website. We love hearing from you. Remember to head over to themediamatters.com/newsletter to join our free newsletter, where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. We have a new moon in Aquarius coming up on January 29th. This is a great time to start thinking about how you want to honor the new moon cycle and yourself as we bring the current full moon cycle to a close. It is never too early to make beautiful magic. Until next time, this is Chantel with the Media Matters, reminding you to keep your feet on the ground and your eyes on the stars. See you next time.